The 2018-2019 school year is just about over for many. So how well were our public school classrooms staffed? Well, that's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat's education reporter Suvan Lee on the line today with the special report. Morning, Suvan.
Good morning.
So tell us about your research.
Yeah, sure. So as you said, you know, the school year is coming to a close, but that means a new one is just over the horizon. So Hawaii is still going to face, a teacher shortage going into the new year. So what this report really was a more comprehensive look at where Hawaii's teacher shortage affects the state the most. And what the analysis has uncovered is that, not surprisingly, rural areas, remote areas, low-income areas of Hawaii are hardest hit by the teacher shortage. The school system loses about 1,000 teachers every year, and they have to regain those positions. But unfortunately, they're forced to rely a lot on unlicensed teachers or long-term substitutes or emergency hires, which are teachers who don't have a teacher education preparation program. So it's a longstanding challenge. But, you know, what this story really did is sort of look at what areas are hardest hit.
And so I know as a parent, I always get very concerned when I know there's a substitute teacher or a uncertified teacher, in the classroom, because, you kind of want to have stability for your child, learning, really. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. I think many parents and folks would agree that a permanent, stable presence in the classroom is incredibly important, not just for, academic success, but just a sense of safety, stability, security, that an adult in the classroom is going to be there second semester or will be there the following year, so you can go back and talk to them if you have any problems. I mean, school is not just about the testing and the academic achievement and advancement. It's about having someone you can trust and turn to as well.
Now, the neighbor islands and the rural areas are hardest hit.
That's correct.
And I recall in stories in the past when the recruiters have gone out and about on the mainland trying to get teachers to come to Hawaii, they're racking their brains. So couldn't we offer them, signing bonuses or housing? It's just like, those areas are so hard to not just recruit teachers for, but retain.
Absolutely. I think retention is the bigger challenge than recruitment, as many education watchers will tell you here. Those rural areas, by the way, are kind of grouped in under this sort of hard-to-staff category under the DOE's priority. So what that means is that teachers who are assigned to those areas will get something like a $3,000 incentive bonus every year they're teaching there. But many will tell you that's just a drop in the bucket at the end of the day. Now, the rural areas and finding teachers to staff there is one of these sort of pernicious issues that I think some communities are trying to find homegrown teachers for. An accompanying story to today's special report is a profile on Molokai High School, where, in fact, a majority of the teachers are from that community, and the data shows that they're staying. So I think that's really going to be a way forward for other areas of the state to sort of model and see if they can find homegrown teachers for those communities.
Yes, and you spotlight that in your report. You have folks with ties that really just want to give back to the community. They really care about the kids on their island.
Right, and it that sort of data point kind of really jumped out at me. Molokai High School, it's, on this remote island, a rather underdeveloped island, a population of about only 8,000 residents total, yet this one high school, the only DOE public high school, by the way, on the island, services about 300 kids, a staff of about 24 full-time teachers, 17 going into the 2017-18 school year had stayed 5 years or more. That's a 71% five-year retention rate, whereas the state average is about 50% for that metric. So it beats that. Average. And how do they do it? It's because the teachers are from that community. They were raised there. Some might be on their second or third career in teaching. However, they've been there for more than a decade. What does that tell you? I think they really do want to contribute back to the community. And they've told me in so many words in interviews. So it's a really sort of interesting case study.
I was struck by the line by the one teacher who was teaching like the grandchildren, right, of some of the kids that she taught.
Right, right. No, she was fascinating, Linda Harada, and she talked about she's been there for more than three decades. And why is that important? I think what she told me is the relationship building. You know, students are maybe more prone to pay attention, better behave, show up when they know that she knows their parents or grandparents. So, yeah, it's remarkable what she's doing.
Okay, well, we all need to learn from the experience on Molokai. Thanks so much, Suvan.
Thank you for having me.
That was reporter Suvan Lee with today's Reality Check. To read her special series on the teacher shortage, visit sybilbeat.org.